Okay. I want to call the Business Finance and Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6:30 at this time. David, give us invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. We ask that you have your hand upon us, that you be with us as we conduct our meeting tonight, and watch us as we go to our home and be with us throughout the weekend. We ask in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This time, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Chairman, I have four present, one absent. Oh. Speaker? I have five present, zero absent.
We have five present, zero absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted on the official. Moving on down the agenda is approval minutes of June 8th, 2017.
Making a motion to approve the minutes of June 8th.
With the corrections?
Second.
Yes.
Second, okay. Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got four in favor, zero against.
Have four in favor, zero against. Those minutes been approved.
Chairman, I can make a motion to move NCA 17-140 up to the top.
Here, your second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we'll put NCA 17-140 at the top right now, so that is on the agenda. NCA 17-140. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 36, Chapter 4, entitled Sales Tax Code. Sponsors David Hill.
Motion to approve.
Motion been made. Approved. Here, second.
Second.
Motion been made. Second by Representative Adam Jones. Floor is open for discussion.
David, where'd you go? You want to come to the front? Mr. McPeak is in Arkansas, and if there's any questions, we can get him on the phone. Or otherwise, I did send several emails out if there's any changes, if everyone's in agreement. And as far as I know, everyone's in agreement, correct? Okay. So if there's any questions,
you may have any questions, Pete?
No.
Questions? Any more questions?
Oh.
Any questions you can
have? Your comments in. This is equal completion. I'm sorry, what was that? You had your comments in on this, on NCA 17-140, please.
Yeah, well, as you know, the current law provides for a credit for sales tax paid to the state. And we're dealing with indemnification agreements for a couple of the vendors of the property, and basically getting them comfortable with the notion that we'll be requiring them to pay the tribal tax now, as opposed to the state, local, county, city taxes. And so that effort continues. I think there's still some things to work out for me with one of the vendors, but at least at this point.
Thank you. Any other questions? Not. Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you. Next on agenda is TR 17-104. A tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Monty Deere to serve as the Supreme Court Justice of the Muskogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is David Hill.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been made. Mr. LeBlanc is here in favor of Monty Deere. So, you guys have any questions? From
question. He's in Arizona, so we couldn't make it. Let me know if you want to provide this pass. Pretty general plan.
My name is Richard LeBlanc. I'm the Chief Justice of Muskogee Nation Supreme Court. And we do appreciate the Chief renominating Justice Deere to the Supreme Court. We appreciate Representative Hill carrying the nomination, and we would definitely ask your support and even present it to the full council to have his nomination confirmed. And if you have any questions, like I said, Justice Deere now lives in Arizona, and it just wasn't really practical for him to be here tonight, but I agree to be here in his stead, and I think we've got a good person there. We appreciate your consideration.
Thank you.
And also, if I might, if I take a privilege here, Josh Atwood is our new staff attorney we've hired for the Supreme Court. I don't know if many of you met him, but I'd like to introduce him tonight also.
Nice to meet you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing none, roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is...
Is there going to be an interview?
Yeah. Mr. LeBlanc. I guess we can tell Monty.
Connie was going to call Judge Deere to see what day he can make it, Saturday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll wait till
Do you want to appear in front of the council?
The full council, yeah.
Okay. That's, and then when is your next council meeting?
The 29th.
The 29th.
I believe he was available on the 29th. He called him today.
He was. So he'd probably be available on the 29th.
If he'd be here at 9 o'clock for pre-planning.
9
o'clock.
Pre-agenda. Pre-agenda.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the agenda is TR-17-105, a tropical resolution by the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing membership of the Muskogee Creek Nation and the Northeast Oklahoma Regional Alliance. Sponsor is Pete Beaver.
Make a motion to do pass.
Second.
Okay, floor is open for discussion.
This bill comes out of the Tax Commission office, and she's left, and Pete is not here. But what this is an organization that promotes economic development, and it provides as a resource for the tribe to ask. And there's a couple of tribes that are already members, and it's a combination of community leaders, business leaders, tribal members, and just members. But it's something that's very worthwhile. I talked to Mr. McPeak about it, and Mr. McPeak stated that there will be a $1,000 cost, but the cost will come directly from his budget, Tax Commission budget. Okay. He thinks that we can far way benefit being a member because we will get more out of this organization for $1,000.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions? Hearing none, right, roll call please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Moving on down the agenda is TR-17-106, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to submit a Native American Business Development Institute grant application to the Department of Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs for the development of an economic impact study. Motion to pass. Here a second.
Second.
Okay, so the floor is open for discussion. Mr. Hicks.
Chief, do you have somebody here?
Well, this is for us. We're going to get an economic impact study done for the tribe just to kind of show our economic impact in each of each of the counties within our jurisdiction and kind of throughout the state. And we're going to analyze our direct kind of what we do in terms of payroll and in procurement and kind of just the overall business impact of the tribe. And to pay for it, we're going to submit a grant to the BIA and there's no matching funds, there's no in-kind contributions, it's just a grant to pay for it. We've already met with, within the grant, we're allowed to sole source. It's kind of a unique skill set. We're going to have economists come out of OCU. And the economists that do it, they also do it for the Cherokees, for the Choctaws, and for the Chickasaws. And so they have experience kind of with our size tribe, and so they know kind of what kind of challenges we're going to face, as this is the first time that we go through it. And so they'll be able to work with us and kind of coach us through because they have experience, like I said, with tribes of our size and kind of the undertaking that's going to go into it as far as getting in the information they need for their output. And so that's where that's how it came about that we're going to go with that company,
okay,
that organization.
Anybody have questions? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
Asia? Any questions? Hearing none, roll call please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Bieber?
Yes.
Chairman, have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you. Moving on down the agenda is TR 17-107. A proper resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation confirming R. Daniel Carter to serve on the Muskogee Media Editorial Board. Sponsor is Lucian Tiger III.
Motion to pass.
Here, second.
Second.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee. Mr. Carter was unable to be here tonight, but this time with the Chief's recommendation, I'm going to have Chief just make some comments on it. And the committee were able to pass this. I'd like to request that Carter be a pre-agenda.
Thanks for sharing this, Speaker. Second Chief and I have interviewed and spoken several times with Mr. Carter. He's a practicing attorney out of Tulsa. Also works for several other tribes. He is a tribal citizen. He's very excited about the possibility of serving on the board. He works with other tribes in developing policies and procedures, and I think we'll really round out what we need for Muskogee Media. I spoke to him last week. Again, very excited for the opportunity, just unfortunately couldn't be here tonight. So I would suggest that we re-engage with him here for the pre-agenda meeting, if that's okay.
Okay.
His information should be attached to the resolution. And I think presently he's serving several capacities. One is not the Attorney General, but the prosecutor, I think, for SAC and Fox, I believe. But I think as a young person, I think he's very qualified for what we need.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Chief? Hearing none, roll call please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Bieber?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, we have 4 in favor, none against, and that's been approved. So he'll be here free agenda. Thank you. Moving on down the list is NCA 70-081, and I'm going to present the substitute bill. And it's NCA 17-0081, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation repealing NCA Title 21, entitled Gaming, and creating a new Title 21, Title Gaming. Sponsor is Robert Huft. Okay, motion approved.
Motion to adopt.
Second?
Second.
The substitute?
The substitute. Yeah. Zeke?
I guess where would you like me to begin? I'm not exactly familiar with what the committee had reviewed before, but I guess I can go over what's changed since the last time it was postponed.
Yeah.
Since that time, I'm working with GOAP and the Chief's Office, the Attorney General's Office. There's been revisions made to the definition of gaming services and gaming vendor. The purpose of those changes is clarify, distinguish between who has to be licensed and who doesn't. Of course, we have compact requirements, but aside from that, this current draft would require any vendors that provide services to the gaming corporation that are unique to gaming. So, I guess an example might be Pepsi or Coke. Those are not unique to a gaming operation, but then find slot machines from BCT or IGT. And so this language is crafted in that vein. And in attempts to say there are certain vendors that have to be licensed, pay the fees and go through the process, and those that don't. Certainly with an operation the size of River Spirit, it can become quite cumbersome to ensure both on the gaming commission and for gaming operations to go through that licensing process if there's not a clear delineation. So secondly, we also have revisions to the definition of licensee and just an overall exemption for charter communities and for events that the nation puts on, like the Festival of the Rodeo, wherein they're able to conduct charitable bingo for fundraising activities, et cetera, without having to other change is that there are a couple references that specifically prohibit any individually owned gaming within the nation's reservation boundaries. You know, there is a language in NEGRA that allows a tribe to do that, to license individually owned gaming, but this ordinance has been revised to, I guess, prohibit that action specifically. Another section of the changes to the law would be to modify the structure of the gaming commission. And so, you know, typically throughout Indian country, the way you have, you know, 3-5 gaming commissioners that serve on a part-time basis, and then you have an executive director or a CEO, I guess is one way to look at it, the gaming commission that runs the day-to-day operations, you know, goes through all the licensing files, basically runs the whole department. And so these changes would provide for three commissioners that, again, would serve on a part-time basis. So, for example, if there's appeals to a licensing matter, or maybe appeal of a patron dispute, you know, actions like that would require the gaming commissioners to meet and to act. Other than that, I guess it's kind of contemplated that they might meet on a monthly or quarterly basis if there's any business that needs to be conducted. And so the way this is structured is that two of the gaming commissioners would be appointed by the principal chief with consent from the National Council, and then the third commissioner would be appointed by the National Council. In addition, there's also language in there to clarify that any regulations of the commission, you know, new regulations or amended ones, would at first have to seek the approval of the National Council before those would become effective. So then lastly, there's a new chapter that's been added to the end of the law. Basically, in the current Title 21 in Chapter 11, there's a section on enforcement provisions. That's largely just been moved to Chapter 7, but there are a few changes being made to clarify between temporary banishments and permanent banishments. Currently, it's the law is kind of murky as to the commission's authority to overturn a temporary ban, which, you know, generally won't exceed 30 days. So you can get a scenario where somebody is temporarily banned for a month, and the commission views, I guess, their authority as being able to review those temporary bans. And so this language has been clarified to say that the operations can provide for a 30-day ban basically without review. You know, and 30 days comes up, and then supposedly the person can come back on property. But if there's ever a movement to get a permanent ban for somebody, those are subject to review by the commission, and then subject to appeal, hearing, notice, so on and so forth. And that applies also to those individuals that self-ban. So in the event that somebody wanted to lift the ban, whether it was self-ban or a permanent exclusion, they would have to go through that appeal process with the commission. So I think that's pretty accurate description of the amendments.
Yeah, thank you. Lindsay, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I think Zeke obviously covered all the bases about what is changing. I just add that he's done a great job, and so is Gaming UAB and their attorney in involving our office in the process, and we are happy with the bill as presented in the substitute form.
Okay. Yeah. Pete, questions?
No.
David?
No.
Maybe?
Just if once this is passed, when is it going to do it?
It's going to the UNIGC, right? Yeah. Any questions? Okay. I had also sent the bill to OPG and Jack. When you guys go through, if it passes tonight, you have, still have time to make. Say, hey, we have some suggestions, whatever. You okay? So, if you have any questions tonight or something.
No, at this time, I have, of course, the commissioners on vacation, so it was just KNS that I had request that maybe that be postponed for another month due to we didn't receive this bill until last night, so we haven't had the opportunity to kind of look it over. However, I did go through, and there are a couple of things that I feel that might need to be brought up, and I guess I have that opportunity to those to you between now and next week.
Thank you. Anything else? If not, roll call, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Weaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman Hunter in favor, zero against. Or, yes, four in favor, zero against.
Yeah, four in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you. Just let us know, Jack. Okay. Moving on to the agenda is NCA 17-105. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 16, Section 9-103, Section 9-108, Section 9-125, Section 9-129, and Section 9-135, entitled Muskogee Creek Nation Contracting and Employment Support Act. Sponsor is David Hill. This was postponed last month.
Motion to adopt.
Here, a second?
Second.
Okay. For discussion.
I have communicated with John and Mr. McIntosh, and I think they're all in agreement on this one finally. So, unless they have any comment, Ms. Tiger or Mr. McIntosh, or.
Yeah, well, I completely introduced a substitute. There's a substitute version of the policies and procedures, but that was postponed to the regular session. So what's actually on the agenda as an item is amendments to the law. And if we're okay with the amended policies and procedures and there's not going to be an exemption for gaming and other for-profit entities, we will need to do a substitute bill to this, because right now this allows for an exemption for GUAB and other economic entities. But yes, they've seen the version of the policies and procedures that we last reviewed and agreed on this. So that's what I forwarded to you.
No, this ain't the same one.
No.
Because you was wanting to leave it as the originally, correct?
No, we're not exempting gaming. We're not asking for gaming.
That's
the one.
This one.
Right, and the bill you have still has gaming as being exempt.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying about we'll have to do a substitute. Since we hadn't discussed the amended policies and procedures, I didn't have a clear direction that we were going to change this and not exempt gaming anymore. So that's why I hadn't prepared the substitute bill yet, or hadn't forwarded it to Alicia yet. But I did. What I sent you the other day was the updated version of the policies and procedures that everyone's reviewed and agreed to. And if we're all fine with those and going to move forward with adopting those, then I'll do a substitute bill to show we're not exempting gaming anymore.
That was my understanding.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, maybe we can meet Saturday at 8:30 or 6 o'clock for your planning.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do it. This postpone on next Tuesday, so you can set your deal. And we meet at 6 o'clock next Tuesday for planning session.
Six.
Eight. Six.
Oh, planning.
Yeah.
Planning.
So yeah. Okay. So do you have a motion?
There is a meeting at 6 already.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, joint.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what HEW and LNC.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Affect us.
Yeah, it won't affect us.
Okay.
So, okay, we'll do it at 6 o'clock.
You can do that. Yeah, the only thing that will change on here is 9103G right here. We'll go back to, we'll take out where it says in bold underline, excluding the Gaming Operations Authority Board. And leave the language that struck out will be, it'll go back to being not struck out. And then 9108B and 9108G. Or 9108H, same
plan,
thing.
For planning session.
Yeah, let's
this
do
is for planning plan session. Session. Yeah, we get a bill with them. Yeah, so let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so all in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we'll do planning session 6 o'clock.
Okay, and then had you disseminated the updated policies and procedures?
I still have all the, whatever you send me, I still have it.
Okay, has everyone seen that, or has that been sent out yet?
Address that issue.
I know a copy from the chairman.
Okay.
Pete second.
Because that was the complicating factor, was that actually was not on this agenda, it comes up at the regular session.
Yeah,
well, when I sent the email out,
yeah.
Oh, that's on the. That's on the.
But once agenda. That changed, now it's supposed to change the TR, the policy and procedure.
Right. Yeah. There won't be updated the policies, the attachment. Yeah, but the bill itself doesn't need
updated.
To change.
I mean, they
right.
both had to be revised. Amended.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do a substitute TR for that because the TR stays the same. It's amending. It's adopting the policies
right,
and
the
procedures.
Policy,
but I sent the new policies and procedures with the new attachment.
Okay.
That's the one I see.
Yep. Exactly. So, okay. So we'll readjust this bill on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'll put substitute bill.
Okay. Okay. And I'll get a substitute to you.
Okay. Thank you.
This evening or in the morning.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to the agenda is NCA 17-137. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing NCA Title 37, Section 2-901, entitled Comprehensive Annual Budget Requirements for Exclusion with New Programs. Sponsor is Tony Barnett. Chair motion. Do I hear a motion? Hearing a motion, that bill dies. Okay. Hear a second? Do I hear a second?
A second, just for discussion.
Yeah. Second is made for discussion. Okay. The floor is open for discussion.
Thank you for having this legislation is in order to repeal the 3-year law that actually now mandates the council to do all the special appropriations for the church camps and the lawnmowers and all of those programs that we could normally fold into the CAF. This law prohibits it. So, I mean, LNC does a lot of those piecemeal bills every month, and they could already just be cycled into the money that's set aside for the churches and ceremonial grounds if this law were repealed. So.
Okay. Any questions, David? Yeah.
I know Representative Randolph has some change in this that was passed at LNC, correct?
What's that?
That's doing the lawnmowers and stuff like that.
I don't understand your question.
Don't you have a law in LNC that's adding the mowers and stuff like that? That's a new one that's being passed?
Hey, David.
Yes.
So,
can Alicia answer that question?
Is the heating expenses only because that program has been in existence over 3 years, so that can be paid with monies out of the CAF, but the other two can't because of this law.
Okay. Any other questions, David?
No.
Pete?
No.
Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
No.
Randall Hicks?
No.
David Hill?
No.
Chairman, I have one in favor, 3 against.
Okay, 1 in favor, 3 against. That motion fails. Moving on down the agenda is NCA 70-138. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending the Constitution of the Muscogee Creek Nation by referendum vote to replace Muscogee Creek Nation with Muscogee Nation. Sponsor is Thomas Yehola. Is there a motion? Do I hear a motion? Hearing no motion, that motion.
Yep. Motion to pass.
Here, second. No, you're a second. Do I hear a second on the motion? Hearing no second, that motion dies without a second. That comes to our agenda. Next on our agenda is referred legislation. Ms. Rowe, you want to give us what the funding source would be, please?
NCA 17-125, which is the bill for the farmhouses, mm-hmm. the $1 million,
yeah.
That's going to have split funding.
Okay.
There's going to be $330,409.36 from capital improvement,
okay.
$724,518.64 from interest on the permanent fund.
Okay.
All the rest of the bills will be interest on the permanent funds.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to fund all the sources pertaining per the controller? Is there a motion to approve the funding sources?
Motion to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor and against that bill is passed for funding sources. That concludes our order of business. Next on the agenda is a UAB. Hey, David. You want to go to the session? That's fine. David?
You want to go on executive session?
Make a motion on executive session. Motion made to executive session. Or a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. If you're a Creek citizen, you may stay. All Creek citizens can stay in here.